T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. And I have a very special guest with me, Aaron Farney. Aaron, am I pronouncing your...
You are.
Because you spell it very cool. And I was like, that's Aaron, right?
Yes.
Aaron is here on behalf of, let me get this right, South Central Kansas Economic Development District.
You got it.
Okay. Better known as SCKEDD. Do you guys call that SKED or anything?
SKED.
SKED.
Yes.
Okay. SKEDY.
There we go.
Okay. So, you know, I have never heard of this program before, which is cool because somebody listening right now probably hasn't either. So our whole point here is to learn all about this, the programs you have under it, and just kind of go from there. So, Aaron, I will let you have the reins. Tell us about SKED.
Okay. So the main reason that we are bringing this forth is the Kansas Weatherization Assistance Program.
Mm-hmm.
It has been around since the 1970s.
Really?
Our organization itself handles 40 counties in the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal of the program is to provide energy savings for those homes that qualify for low-income families. It is an income-based program.
Got it.
No cost to those that do qualify for it. We have an application process. Once we get through the application portion and we know that they qualify through income, then we go on to an initial inspection of the home. Our inspectors do run a computerized energy audit that mm-hmm. tests the full energy efficiency of the home itself. And then at that point, we can determine what we may or may not be able to do under the program. We're going to look at things like the functioning of the furnace, insulation, caulking around windows and doors, weather stripping, things that are going to hopefully to bring down and decrease your utility bills as a whole.
Oh, that's cool.
It's awesome.
That is very awesome.
Yes.
If you want to learn more about this program before we go on, you can go to SCKEDD.org.
Yes, ma'am.
And just learn more about the Kansas Weather Assistance Program. Again, I'm sitting here with Erin. She's with the South Central Kansas Economic Development District. Shout out to Camila with the City of Wichita.
Absolutely.
You know, she kind of got us together here. And so you and Camila sit on the Cedric County Coalition together.
Yes,
so
we do.
That's very cool.
Yes.
We'll throw that out there. Mm-hmm. And you guys, Empower Wichita is just all about helping the community with the resources we have right here. And I am just learning about this. Kansas Weather Assistance Program, like Aaron said, their goal is to provide energy savings to families who qualify. And Aaron sent me this little pamphlet, and it just talks about who's eligible. It's based on your household income.
Yes.
And so what exactly is the process? You go to the website, you submit the application.
Our website does not allow for you to do it online, but you can print the application.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can contact us. We do have our location in Bel Air. Then we also have a satellite office in Hutchinson as well. You can contact either office. We can mail out an application for you. We're happy to email it over to you, whatever is easiest. You'll go through that process, fill out the application, submit proof of income. After we process that and determine that you are eligible, then you would be added onto that wait list for that initial inspection. And so then at that point, when we're able to schedule the initial inspection, then we would go through that process. After we get through the initial inspection and determine what we're able to do or not do, then be added onto the list to move on to initial services.
What's the wait list time?
Right now, when we are sending out the approval letters, we are quoting 6 to 12 months for services to be completed. Now, that's just an average time frame. Things can change
sure.
Drastically just depending on where we're at as far as processing applications. So it's just an average time frame. So it could be sooner,
mm-hmm.
but we try to stay within that time frame and, you know, try to get everyone taken care of as soon as possible. During the month of October, which is going to be a ways away now, we do start with any individuals that are no heat become priority.
Mm.
There's also some things that you can see on the website as well that will talk about individuals that their income will be automatically qualified. Anyone who is on cash assistance, the TANF through DCF or anyone who is currently getting LEAP assistance is automatically qualified. And we are partially funded by LEAP.
I was going to ask if you guys if you guys are like partners.
Yes. So we have two different grants that we have. We have the LEAP grant, and then we also have DOE or Department of Energy.
Okay.
So those are the two that are going to, you know, fund our program. So LEAP is huge for us. They do send out information on our program with the applications. When they're having people renew applications, they send out information on it. So that's very helpful as well.
Very cool. If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Aaron Farney is talking to us about South Central Kansas Economic Development District. And one of the programs they do, one of their main programs, is the Kansas Weather Assistance Program. And Aaron answered my question. I said, is this similar to LEAP? And it does kind of collide, and there's some blurred lines there, which is great, because
yes,
if you're already using LEAP for assistance, you automatically qualify for this assistance. You can go to scked.org, and the goal of this program is to provide energy savings to families who qualify. And on the website right there, it shows who can qualify, what the process is, the income requirements. And just right here, there's a story about an elderly woman named Joyce, and it just shows her quoting as, the program helped reduce infiltration, insulate the belly of her mobile home, mm-hmm, and basically just help her with her high utility costs and to help prevent those high utility costs, which is important.
Very much so.
That's very cool. And again, I mean, this has been around for, 20 years, it says, and I'm just learning about this, so I'm sure somebody listening now is like, whoa.
Exactly.
Now, what are some of your other programs that SCED is responsible for? Aside, this is your main one.
Yeah, weatherization is one portion. And mm-hmm, we also do have loan services as well.
Okay.
I deal 95% of my time is with weatherization.
Got it.
But our loan services, we do have microloan services. We also deal with 504 loans. So you're going to be dealing with things, larger amounts, you know, 100,000 plus for those. So they have made some changes and have opened up statewide for some of those. So for more information on those, definitely all that information is on our website as well.
Got it.
So some people may be able to utilize that as well. Those are great programs also.
Just to clarify, is SCED a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit.
So the help of the community is essential if you're interested.
Huge.
Yeah,
yes.
And donating and supporting this program and this cause. And I'm sure all the information is at scked.org.
Yes.
If you're interested in a monetary donation or however you think you can help in this movement and this program. Is there anything you want to add, Aaron, before we wrap up?
I don't know if I touched on it, and they'll be able to see this information on the website, but I do like to let people know this is not just for homeowners through weatherization. You can be a renter as well.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just have to have the homeowner's approval, and mobile homes, we can do all of those. We also do multifamilies as well. Just take a look over everything, give us a call. All of us are happy to help. Any questions that we can answer for you, help guide you through filling out the application, give us a call. We just want to help as many people and spend our money and do as much as we can.
Let's spend our money on what we want to spend it on.
Helping people.
Not just our utility bills. So thank you again, Aaron. And again, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, you can head to South Central Kansas Economic Development District's website. That's at scked.org. This whole segment will be posted tomorrow morning, Monday, at power935.com. If you miss any information, I'll post the website right there. Just if you're driving right now and you're like, hold on, you're talking too fast. Don't worry. We'll have this posted. And again, if you're needing help with your utility costs, whether you're a renter or a homeowner and you're just needing some help, don't hesitate. Learn about the process to see if you qualify for the Kansas Weather Assistance Program. I'm going to get it together. Maybe I need more coffee. Maybe that's my problem. Too much coffee. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.